Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the show. Each week we meet again, and tonight it's no different. It's a dark and stormy winter night for most of America. The polar vortex will be descending down upon the nation. It'll be negative 40 degrees, they say, in some places up in the upper tundra of America, maybe the Dakotas or Wisconsin or Michigan, Minnesota. You'll feel the brunt of it all over the country. Well, it's our epic episode 189 tonight in our new year of 2024. And tonight's theme is the year of the war child. It's a start date of January 11th, 2024 AD. The Chinese tell us that in the Chinese book of astrology, which starts, I believe, February the 10th, that will start and kick off the year of the dragon. Well, we have a lot of new listeners to the show. We thank you so much for being here. After the monologue, we do encourage your phone calls at 563-999-3437. Which will be awesome and great. Is there a glitch in the Matrix simulation? Some say that we are currently living in. I say you be the judge, America. Many scientists believe we are living in a simulation of some kind. It's not necessarily computer generated in the common sense of a computer, but it is generated somehow, they say. And we are in it. Fascinating stuff. Quantum mechanics, physics. Well, I say if we're in it, we're in it to win it. We have no illusions on my show about the pre-placement of military assets and enemy soldiers in our domain. They're coming in 10, 15,000 per month. At the right time, they will be dealt with when they attack America. You know, the big conspiracy theory is that they're going to be mustering when they get this call on their government cell phone, report here, report there, given weapons and told to attack you, America, from the inside out. These so-called immigrants, migrants, it's the garbage of the third world. It's their refuse, their human debris that they don't want in their country. The coming over, the third world mongrel hordes, the UN army invasion, soft invasion being brought in. No one's doing a damn thing about it. So we have to go to Plan B. Plan B is arm up. Get ready like never before. Keep your head on a swivel. Because the soft invasion force is landing daily. We have no illusions, again, about the pre-placement of all these people. And if you live in the Midwest or the upper Northeast, don't think that it's just a Southwest problem. It's just a border problem. And you can say, well, I don't live in a border state, so I'm safe and secure, and I don't care. And I'll only care when I'm directly affected. That's how most Americans think. Well, guess what? Here's a newsflash for you, Sherlock. Every state in America is now a border state. Every state. No state is secure and safe or an island. These people are spreading out all over into every state, every town, every city. Had many people report into me just today that there were swarms, they said, of Asian, Chinese-looking guys and other people that look like they're a Punjab from India, you know, wearing the headdress, the dot, not the feather. In many Texas and Oklahoma towns, leering at people, not working, but they had a cell phone and they had a Visa card. They are given, I believe, a $5,000 Visa debit card, which gets reloaded every month by the federal government, your tax money. Hard at work, America. That fiat currency is working for you really good. They're going to give away trillions to these mongrel hordes at your expense and mine. Well, Bidenomics is not working. The economy is bad. We know that. It's terrible. And the companies, from what I can hear, are lowballing people left and right for all kinds of jobs. Doesn't matter what sector you're in. Seems like everyone is affected. The storm is upon us. The storm is coming in. Are you ready to weather the storm, America?
Thank you.
glad you're here tonight on our Fireside Chat, America. I personally believe that we have far, far more listeners than even our stats say. I can just, in America. Well, I'm in the chaos studio, I call it. Tonight, it's cold here in Arizona. We love it. I love winter in Arizona. Wake up to about 30, 32 degrees. Might have a high of 45, 48, maybe 55 for a few hours. And it drops like a lead balloon. Remember, the desert is extreme, the temperature, heat and cold. Flagstaff tonight should be about 2 degrees to 10 degrees will be the high tomorrow. Tons of snow up there. So I'm very Nordic, and I can't wait to get up there and go skiing and play in the snow. Maybe I'll bring up a ski bunny. We'll see how things go here in Phoenix. You know how that goes, gents. But the studio's great. Leather chairs, a bar, swords, guns and ammo, submachine guns, plenty of pistols, daggers, World War II banners and battle flags, and darkly lit for the show, which I prefer. Just a few night lights in here. Well, you know China's in chaos, but what's even more in chaos is New York City. All those Jewish tunnels. Come on. Well, I tell people, and I told them a long time, that it seems like, it's pretty funny actually, the more I try to get away mentally, physically from the Jews and the Jewish question in America, the more they keep popping up in the damn news. They're in the news every week. It was about Israel, Gaza. I can't even get 1 week off without the damn Jews. Well, tonight is no exception. The Jewish tunnels under the Jewish Shabbat Center are like rats coming out of that tunnel. Have you seen that tunnel? They like run out like rats, literally scurrying all over New York when the police came. Unbelievable. Now, just noticing this and just talking about it, it's all over the news, all over Twitter, it's all over X. You know, oh, my Elon Musk, when he changes to X, it's all over Gab, it's all over everywhere. Of course, I've posted it about 100 times myself because my audience is foaming at the mouth to hear more. And they keep asking me, is there any more information? Well, now just noticing the Jewish Shabbat New York tunnels will make you anti-Semitic in some circles. Seriously, they're like, their attitude is bizarre to me. It's like, how dare you notice these things, America? How dare you pay any attention at all, they say. How dare you? Now go back to your minimum wage job, you goyim, and forget that it never even happened. Just forget about it. Don't worry. In the meantime, I'm waiting for them to find skeletons and human bone fragments. They already brought up the kid's high chair, which is really creepy in and of itself. The soiled kid's mattress. They'll say, well, that could have been soiled by anything. True. True. There were crimes committed. We need to thoroughly investigate those tunnels. And what's the big bum rush to fill them up with cement, huh? That's also very creepy. Why are the authorities so quick to fill up the Jewish Shabbat tunnel system with cement once it was discovered? I remember a long time ago, they said that the New York sewers had alligators in all of them. Now, is that a code word for Jews, or is it to keep people from discovering the Jewish Shabbat tunnels? Now, we're just reporting things that are already reported, you know, 1,000, 10,000 times in the media. This has been reported everywhere, worldwide. We're just following the herd. We're not targeting the New York Jewish community. I could care less about them exactly. But when they're in the news, we got to talk about it. We are a radio variety show, and nobody is spared. No protected classes on my show. We love and hate everybody equally. Equally. That phrase, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, I'm going to include them in my show under the framework of inclusion. See, it works both ways, guys. It's not what you think to exclude Whitey. I'm going to include the Jews on my show. While that's going on, they're genociding the people in Gaza. Palestinians are being killed outright. Video after video. And don't take my word for it. Just look at Twitter. Unarmed woman with a white flag gets gunned down, or little Palestinian kid runs and cries. I'm not saying the Palestinians are saints. They're not. A lot of them are terrorists. A lot of them have been doing things. But again, they've been fighting over there for 5,000, 10,000 years. America is not going to stop, and it's tragedies on both sides. I'm very fair, very objective about things. Most people will tell you. I just don't want America to get involved. Let them fight it out and kill each other. It's not our war, not our fight. Not one shekel or nickel of our tax dollars should go to pay for that war or for the genocide of the Palestinian people. Crazy. Why America is so stupid, always poking its nose where it doesn't belong, and always spending money it doesn't have, and always getting involved when it should stay home. Dumb, dumb, dumb country. We're not a serious country. We think we are, but we're really not. Borders are wide open. Busted out. Mongrel hordes, 10, 15, 20, 25 plus thousand coming in per day. The invasion continues unabated. We are a nation at war. And this is the advanced class of the radio airwaves, believe you me. Now, I heard a few of these nationally syndicated guys. I won't name their names because we got to protect ourselves. However, I will say, if I said the name, you would know them instantly. Well, a couple of them were talking about this thing, and they were saying, what's the matter with America? What's the big deal about these Jewish tunnels? I don't understand. I don't get it, man. It's all about freedom and liberty and the economy. It's all they ever talk about. The same 1980s talking points. Your typical conservative will only talk about freedom, liberty, and the economy. They love talking about the economy. They'll never say it's a racial problem. They'll say it's a class problem, an economic problem, if you will. They refuse, and they resent the fact that you bring up race, culture, and creed. Can't stand it because they're so afraid of being called a racist. It's okay in America to be racially aware. The left is, if they are. You can play at that game. We can be too. It's okay to be racially aware. Being racially aware does not mean you're a racist. And by the way, racist is a Jewish term anyway. It's a Bolshevik Trotsky term invented to shut you up, to silence you. And that's what they want to do. But these rhino talk show hosts, you know, they think if you get a few more shekels in the suburbs, you make a little bit more money, your economy will be better, and then you'll forget about race. They're desperate to get you to forget about race, period. They don't want to hear about the white race. They don't want to hear you bitch about the black race or the brown race or the yellow race or the red race or the alien race that was seen in Miami last week. The aliens invaded Miami Bayside Mall. Have you been watching this story? We'll get to that here in a minute. But it's so true, your conservatives talk a big game about, you know, hey, freedom and liberty. We all want freedom and liberty. But they're afraid to bring up race, culture, or creed because it goes against the grain. While the country is being invaded by the brown people and the black people, they put their head in the sand and they just hope and pray that we get a little bit more money and everyone's going to be happy. We have a little bit better economy. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for a strong, robust capitalist society to an extent. But I also want my own people taken care of too. There's got to be some middle ground there. I do not believe capitalism without a component for the white European people who built this nation in and of itself should be the end-all be-all. Founding Fathers, which we talked about last week, built this country and left Europe for the white European man and his family, his progeny, his prosperity. They did not come over here and fight the British, and my ancestors did not fight the British, so some Mexican, Costa Rican, Bolivian, or some African could come over here for free and get my tax dollars. No, it's not why they fought. One black guy was on Twitter saying, these white people are getting pissed off. You're damn right we are. The blood of Paul Revere and the Founding Fathers runs through my family and most of yours. Runs in our bloodstream, the warrior DNA. They ain't seen nothing yet. But yeah, that I'm watching more and more of these videos late at night. Wow. It's amazing. But yeah, that's why this country was founded. We're so far away from that now, it's like we're on the planet X. We're on Pluto, we're on Venus, America's on the planet Uranus. Right now, to be blunt, that's where we're at. Planet Uranus equals America. And our foreign policy's terrible. Our leaders suck. And most of them are bought and paid for. Or they're of Jewish descent. And they don't really give a rat's ass about this country. They just want to send your goyim sons and daughters to more wars so their little buddies in corporate America and in the synagogues to make some more money off your blood, off your sacrifice. That's how it goes. And I know I'm right. God, just there's so much to talk about. Where do you start? Every show I go, it's not slowing down. It's going faster, faster, faster. My God. Yeah, a lot of these Asians, Chinese people have been spotted. Not just one or two. These people are calling me saying, there are swarms of them here. All men, all military-age men, we know they are the UN Army, told to hang out and wait for the call. And by the way, I think this spring, my instincts are very strong. This is what I predict for 2024. You can take it to the bank or you can discount it. It's all fine with me. I just tell you what I think. I think this spring, March, April, or May, there's going to be some big event. Can't quite put my finger on it, but I'm thinking about it. Either a weather event. I don't think it's going to be economic. I think it'll be a weather event or some big event is going to happen in March, April, or May. And I'm erring on the side of March or April. I think for the election, it'll be the most chaotic election in American history. And I've had dreams of the lights going out in America on election day and the voting machine stopping in midstream. They're going to shut the lights out, I think, in this country. Won't be an EMP. I won't go that far, but I think would it be a cyber attack or a cyber power grid attack? That I can see happening, especially on election night or that week. Yeah, I can see that definitely happening. My premonition for the spring could be biblical. Again, I hope nobody gets hurt, but this is what I've been feeling lately. Though we are and you are a happy warrior, we all have got to be. There's a lot going on. You folks that come to this show every week are what I call the Wunderwaffe. You're my secret weapons all over America. My great radio listeners. Well, there is a thing called the prepper economy. And this is what I told some people that I know here in town.
Yeah, I agree, Matador. The big crash is coming. And you want to make all the money you can. Get that good old-fashioned, God-fearing money in your account. Because when it hits, boys, it ain't going to be no five-year little reign of terror. It's going to last 20 years. It'll be a worldwide depression. 20, 25 years will be the biggest crash in recorded human history. Have millions more homeless, millions of starving people. Wars will break out, civil war, civil unrest. Crime will skyrocket because people will have to feed their families, you know. So you want to get in position in more ways than one to weather the great storm. It'll be bigger than the biblical flood, gentlemen. The gnashing of teeth, the screams and wails of the children and the people will be historical and biblical and gargantuan in scope, depth, and breadth. I'm getting ready. How about you, America? How about you?
That's right. Well, that's what I see happening. That was a voicemail I left a few friends of mine and thought you'd get a kick out of it. China is on the brink of a major implosion. I told you we would set those commie bastards back 100 years if they even lift a finger against us. Red communist China. Well, most of you haven't heard this news because our mainstream Lugenpresse is just terrible in this country. China purges. You know what that means? Purge in a red communist country. That means they probably lined you up against the wall and shot your ass. Okay? China purges top army brass, hundreds of officers, after U.S. intel revealed that they're afraid of being nuked by America. What did I tell you? We could break their back over our leg. They are a paper tiger. They do have nukes, but guess what? The officers fill the missiles with water instead of fuel. This is intelligence. And they had a huge silo bunker with the wrong rocket lids and machinery. Now, they say that was due to military corruption when they were caught. But they're inside saboteurs. Many of the people in the Chinese military don't like what's going on. You haven't heard this on American TV, because American TV is for dummies. They have millions of starving people over there. Their factories are imploding. They're no longer the world's factory. They're having massive problems. They also have the young people who are like the young hippies of America. They have what's called the lying flat movement, where they just want to lay in the street or lay in a hotel bed, not get up, not work. They don't want to work three or four jobs like their parents. To make ends meet, they don't even, the women don't want to get pregnant. They don't want the work of in child rearing responsibilities. Oh, they have massive social and economic problems over there. Now they got the military have been hearing the threats. Well, they can make a lot of threats over in China. When they get them, those agents freak out when it comes back at them from the white man in America. They know we're armed and we're ready. And they're afraid of being nuked and incinerated in nuclear fire. Well, they were already caught by saying that if it was a showdown with America, they were going to knock out the top commie brass and get peace terms signed real pronto with American forces. The communist country's top lawmakers ousted 9 senior military generals and allegedly tens of, or at least over 100 junior officers in their military. CCP fears they would continue to sabotage the rocket capability, communist China in time of war. Many of these were from the elite rocket forces. That's a key arm, the Chinese Army, overseeing tactical and nuclear missiles. And they have said that the intel was that there was widespread fear of this country and the Patriot movement, the widespread malfeasance among their ranks, and extremely low morale among the Chinese military ranks, especially when they're looking at an invasion of Taiwan and hell being bombed by America in a real kinetic hot war. I can tell you one thing, and you can take this to the fucking bank. If I was president of this country, and if we were attacked by China, I would wipe them off the fucking map. They would be gone, gone, gone. Maybe one of those red commie bastards to deal with. And I go for North Korea, too. I go for their throat. They'd be wiped off the damn map, too. Till South Korea, brace for impact. It's coming in hot and heavy. Would not be effing around with these people. The only damn thing they understand, brute force and violence. If they want it, no problem. We want peace, but they don't. By God, if they were to sink one of our aircraft carriers, which they talk about weekly now, one of our battle groups, we have thousands of young men and women who drowned to death, shark-infested waters. That's the last straw. That's it, baby. No more turning the cheek on my watch. We're going for it, and we're going all the way. Tell America, you buckle down. We may get hit, but that's war, gentlemen. That's why countries do everything they can to avoid war. This show's about war and peace. You want to be so strong, so militarily just forceful, that nobody would even dare think about doing any of those things I just mentioned. But I sit back, and every week, China just comes up with one threat after the other. They lay him on thick. God, just incredible. Well, they say that President Xi is furious about the news of his elite rocket forces that is set in Beijing. He should be. He's not very popular right now in China. Xi warned that all Chinese on both sides of the Taiwan Straits will be reunified someday. And right now he's said that all traitors will be found out, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I bet those Chinese officers have already been executed, or at least in a gulag somewhere. they'll be sent to hell and back. But when they were going to go launch, we're not launching against America. We're going to be on first strike for China. We're not going to kill our families in an American counterstrike. They filled up those engines with water, so they could not launch. It's amazing. I told you before, it's amazing what's going to go down when it goes down. Amazing stuff. Leaks out every day. More and more of it. Love it. Just love it. Well, there is supposedly, to make things even worse, there's an asteroid coming up planet Earth. There's an asteroid coming at us. Asteroid X or something. I'm going to look it up. But yeah, that's coming at us too. And by next week, it'll be even closer to our planetary alignment, shall we say. But you've reached the right place. You've reached the Von Wiehunt Show. We're so glad you're here today.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Damn right. Now, there was an interesting news story last week about the Miami Mall. We'll get to that during the show. About aliens walking around the Bayside Mall. And they saw UFOs all over, you know, in the skies. And I saw them. Very good video on Twitter of these UFOs flying around Miami. And 10-foot aliens walking in the wall. Now, I will admit, the video is grainy. Everyone goes, where is the great video on our great smartphones? Well, okay, here's a story. Allegedly, when many people were trying to videotape this, they claim that the aliens zapped their phones and the capability to film them went mute. In other words, your phone went blank, one guy said. It worked about an hour after the incident when he went home. Go figure. Now, one guy did get a video. And this is a really creepy video. It shows a 10-foot alien with a real long neck and like a black cape like Darth Vader walking through the Miami Mall after New Year's. I believe it's a New Year's joke. I really do. But it is creepy. And then two guys on each flank with black capes, it looked like. Silvery in appearance, walking through the mall. Now, this was so credible to those there. I wasn't there. There's a mass panic of people in Miami. Hundreds screamed and left the area, brought in 100 police cars, black helicopters. The news was there, and people were screaming for their very lives. People heard blood-curdling screams. Wow, I'm going to love to have been with the camera crew. Can you imagine? The Von Wiehunt Show live from Miami Beach. I'm going to walk right those damn aliens and just, man, say your piece, man. Why are you here? Then I'll probably get zapped up and abducted. But I might go to a better world. Who knows? This world's on fire. This world's crazy. It's nuts. But also last week, the first female astronaut, Claudie from France, the story went, had to be forcefully restrained after screaming, Earth must be warned, prior to her falling in a coma from a quote-unquote reported overdose of sleeping pills and apparent suicide attempt. sapping a while back, not this week or anything, but their lab was researching human and alien DNA. Her lab was conveniently set on fire. Wow. So that going on. Who needs the asteroid coming in at this nation and the world? Americans are going into debt as if tomorrow will never come. But of course we know tomorrow always arrives eventually, right? The holidays, we'll get into the economic data here on the show. And just amazing news. We're starting off pretty good, guys. In January of 2024, we've had Jewish tunnels found in New York City with the rats. We've got a UFO invasion of Miami. 10-foot aliens walking around the Bayside Mall. I'm not sure what drugs or how much booze they're drinking in Miami, but guys, lay off the pills, okay? Come on, New Year's over. We've got, Israel and Gaza, all these wars raging. So welcome to 2024. My God. Well, we'll get to calls here tonight. More conjecture, more of everything. And by the way, many of you don't know, the Bachelor Show is the first Tuesday of every month. You got to catch it. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't want to miss that. Tonight's going to be wild, I can already tell. We're already starting off the new year really, really well. Again, our numbers are through the roof. And in my view, well, they'll get better and better and better. So hang on, folks. It only gets better as the year will progress. The news is going to get stranger and stranger. I promise you, I told you this would happen. 2024, being the year of the dragon, is going to be wild, wild, wild.
Yeah.
Love that. The Shadow of Love by the Damned. Great band. And let's kick it off with American Scott, who's in the green room ready to talk about War and Peace and what's going on. And American Scotch, welcome to the Von Wiegand Show, sir. How are you doing tonight?
What a week. Have you booked your tickets to New York City? You can get your subterranean tours at half price.
Oh, my. With the rats. Oh, my God.
Exactly. And
I try to get away from them, and they keep coming back. I can't get away from them, man. Every week.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They're like rats.
It's going to get worse. It's every single day it will get worse. It will. You're going to hear about them more and more. And this is just one part of New York City. Just one part.
God.
Just one part. They're all over Philly. They're all over Boston.
I know.
They're all underneath the Getty in Los Angeles. You haven't heard anything yet. Wait till they get to that one.
Oh,
it's going to be.
How many
dead
bodies do you think we're going to find, American Scotch? How many corpses and human bone fragments are going to be there found in those tunnels?
Well, if you've got a strong stomach and if you have an appetite for good real estate, I'll tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to move out of New York City when they do start unearthing catacombs of bones.
Yeah.
You watch. It's going to happen.
I know.
You guys remember 4 years ago. 4 years ago, almost to the day, is when the USNS, the nursing ship, Mercy, sailed into New York. And remember the COVID-19 tents in the middle of Central Park? People, there was no virus. Okay? Viruses don't exist. We've covered this before. It's all over my films. I put it on my channels all over the place. They found kids underneath Central Park. Vaughn, there were generations that had been living captive in these tunnels for four and five generations. They hadn't seen the sun.
I believe it.
They hadn't breathed the air on top. They couldn't bring these kids up because if they had direct sunlight contact or breathe the air up top, they'll die of shock.
They would.
And that's no
joke. They would die or go blind. Someone might even blind them.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Their eyes aren't used to it.
They probably don't even have working eyeballs because they've been in the dark for all their life and their parents and their grandparents. I mean, it's just ghastly. It's ghastly. But this is the world we live in.
God. You know?
This is what happens.
The vampire world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, think about, you know, it's funny. Think about pop culture. Think about the Blade series, the Blade movies with Wesley Snipes. And the entire race of vampires, think about them. They were all underground. They couldn't be in the sun. They were magnificently wealthy. They controlled the world as a small percentage of people versus the general populace, and they drank blood. Who do you think they were talking about?
I know.
They're talking about the Jews.
I know.
I mean, all kidding aside, you know, you really look at this coldly. I mean, Bram Stoker, when he wrote Dracula, as an Irish nobleman, he was referring to the royal bloodlines that do this very thing. It's just, it's beyond belief, but this is actually the truth of it. And that's the thing. And it's going to get worse. They're going to start covering California. They're going to cover what's underneath Denver International Airport. And
they
these tunnels go on miles. Yeah.
I remember it all to come out, and let's just brace for impact, people. Is just, as Scott says, man, this is just scratching the surface. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's just now beginning. And I remember covering a couple of shows regarding Dumbs on another couple of chats. And there was a series of, I think, 4 one-hour programs just to cover what was under Australia alone. Just Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, and people don't realize, they think Australia, oh, that's not, it's just an island. No. People, you got to understand, Australia is the size larger than the lower 48 of the United States. It's huge.
Right.
And
right, it is big.
35 million people is all. for a country that is just enormous. And it was just a dumb tunneler's wet dream. I mean, these criminals have been taking all of your money, my money, every taxpayer's dollar that they thought was going into space programs. No.
Mm-hmm.
They were digging underneath. It was all for digging underneath, for the trafficking, for the military, for black ops. I mean, you know, you go from Area 51, Dolce in New Mexico, DIA under Denver, all the way up into Canada, all through Mexico, underneath Mexico City. It's staggering.
Mm-hmm.
It's staggering. And it's not going to be a lot of fun to cover a lot of this, because it's going to be so macabre, the death count,
yeah,
the death tolls. That's where all these kids are going. They don't just disappear.
I know.
They're going, they're getting kidnapped down below and some never seen again. It's just unbelievable. It is.
So satanic and demonic. You know, they should all be lined up against the wall and we'd have a real, I mean, I know our country will never do it because they give too many political contributions again. We're back to the politics thing. But perfect world, they should all be lined up against the wall and it's done away with. You know, and there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of sick people in the world today, a lot of demonic people, a lot of sick, twisted, satanic people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find just good, solid people. They're out there, and there's a lot in this country, but there's also a lot of people that are not good, and it takes you a while to figure out who versus who, right? And
yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be depressing for some people, but they've been looking the other way, and they've been hiding from the truth for too long, and it's time they bring it out. You know, they've got to bring it
absolutely
out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, on your mind tonight. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to cover, you know, of course, I knew you were going to bring this up because it's been the hot news, of course, the synagogue tunnels, but you know, I guess apparently right now as we speak in the Red Sea, there is a major dust-up between United States forces and the Houthi rebels, rebellion attacking us. And the United States military command in Iraq, a good majority of them were actually killed tonight.
Wow.
That's the news. Now, I've only seen it in a couple of spaces on Telegram. It's very hard to confirm. It hasn't been, you know, reflected on mainstream media yet. But I would guess we're going to start seeing major headlines out of Iraq about American casualties in the next 48 to 72 hours, if that's true. And so it's a coordinated attack. What's going on in Iraq? What's going on in the Red Sea? Iranian-supported Houthi rebels, you know, they've been causing all sorts of problems with shooting at American vessels in the Red Sea. And so here we go. I mean, it's ratcheting up nicely, so we have a summertime war, you know. So I guess it's our turn.
They want to gin it up, right? Well, I've got a question for you. I know it's a burning question in our audience, and we know that you normally know, because your site stays in tune. Was there anybody hanged at Gitmo this week? Drum roll, please.
Okay, so here's what happened in the last 6 weeks. We've had a lot of arrests, and they have sectioned off for all of the celebrities, all of the talk show hosts and radio and news anchors are going to camp claws in Guam. Okay, this is out in the Pacific.
Okay.
Stephen Colbert was arrested about 6 weeks ago. And that was funny because it actually coincided with an official release from NBC that said he came down with tuberculosis and he would not be on the air in the foreseeable future. That is a very strange headline in 2023.
Wow.
For a multi-million
I'm gonna research that
celebrity.
Now.
Yep.
Anybody else arrested? Stephen Colbert was allegedly arrested. Okay.
They allegedly have apparently the word is they may have Oprah under custody,
okay.
But that's not been confirmed. So I haven't posted it because I can't confirm it. But they've gotten a lot of people that are like second and third level scientists at the NIH, the WHO, and the CDC. So they're really going after a lot of the workhorse brigade underneath the Faucis and the Surgeon Generals of the United States and of the other corresponding Western countries. So, you know, I'll post more about that, and I'll link you to all these that have been recently.
Yeah, I
want to
definitely hear it.
Yeah, and tell me what you
Please
think.
Please do.
Because, you know, all I know is, like you said, it's just getting very fast now, and it's getting very brazen, this news. The exposure of the Jews. I mean, the exposure of, you know, this complete collapse of COVID. There's absolutely no chance they can come back with
Oh, I know.
Pandemic.
I know. But before we get to that, there was nobody that we know of that was hanged in Gitmo. We think allegedly Stephen Colbert was arrested. Oprah could be under custody. Anybody else that we know of, he has a big names.
Katie Hobbs apparently was hanged about 3.5-4 weeks ago. Your governor.
Oh, my God.
Yep. They got her. They threw in it. And I'll put that up immediately when I get off the phone with you. I will post it, link you to it. Not
so
only
who
her,
are we seeing? Are we seeing a double as the Arizona governor?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's a double. It's clones. And it's also pre-recorded footage. Keep that in mind. So very rarely is somebody going to walk into your studio and say, hey, Vaughn, how you doing? Oh, by the way, I just bumped into Katie Hobbs just down the corner. That doesn't happen. These people are kept under lock and key under good times. So what you're seeing on the news is recycled footage. She's gone. She's long gone.
Wow.
And I believe that because Arizona has played such a pivotal role in making such a mess of 2020. And Katie Hobbs is just an absolute a-hole. I mean, I'm telling you, nobody liked her. Like you said, you reported this. You don't know anybody that even supported her, let alone voted for her.
No.
I mean,
nobody voted for Katie Hobbs.
I mean,
now tell me, man, nobody voted for her. Everybody voted for Carrie Lake. And I mean, I know people that are independent.
Yep.
Conservative Democrat, all across the fruited plain of Arizona, put it that way. It was all a Carrie Lake state. And all of a sudden, this big landslide for Katie Hobbs came in. Unbelievable. Welcome to your brain on drugs. That's Arizona during the election, you know? Seriously.
There's a lot of new Californians and, you know, a lot of Pacific Northwestern type people that moved to Arizona. But even that, saying that, it's still such a conservative state. I used to live there.
It is.
I mean,
it's
people say it's purple. I mean, that's really pushing it. Really? It's pretty red, bro. I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah, it is. Now, I want to get your take. Go ahead, sir.
No, just parts of Tempe and Tucson near the schools. Yeah, it's liberal as hell. But the rest of that of the city of Phoenix and Tucson, come on now. Come on, it's just red as shit.
No,
anyway, go ahead.
I wanted to get your take, American Scotch, on the UFOs seen over Miami and the 10-foot aliens walking in the Bayside Mall.
Isn't that interesting?
Twitter. Really?
Honestly,
okay. I thought you'd be all over that one.
I think that, honestly, my attitude is I think it was just simply a distraction to keep people from talking and covering the Epstein list. I really do. Now, what happened at the mall, you know, it looks to me like they were almost hologram images that were artificially created because the film footage of these walking creatures is just so... It's so fuzzy, and you can't see it. And I'm shocked that with that many people in today's day and age, when everybody's running a TikTok or a video from their phone, that nobody got any close-up footage. Nobody? I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, they said that the aliens zapped out their smartphone and it wouldn't work. That's what everybody on Twitter said. They go, I was ready. I pulled up my phone, ready to get that great video of our HD technology and our, you know, my new double X, triple X phone, whatever. They all said they weren't working. And then I saw hundreds of people run at it was a chaotic scene, screaming. Guy said blood-curdling screams. Like he said, I was in the Nike store. He was your typical Miami guy. I was in the Nike store, he has said, to steal the shoes. During the commotion, I grabbed two boxes of the shoes. He said, I stole them on purpose. He said, what a great cover. Aliens in the mall. The clerk ran out the back door, horrified and screaming. He left me the whole shoe store to myself. So he grabbed two shoes. He was going to grab more, he said. But then he heard the girl with the blood-curdling scream, and they, and the aliens, he said, I just caught a glimpse of them. They were across the way, and he said, all I can tell you, dude, in the commotion I saw, these 10-foot-tall, 8 to 10-foot-tall aliens in black, like a weird green-silver head, and they were probably half a football field away in God's terms from a vision standpoint. I saw something, he said, but people would look at them and freak out, and they ran screaming. So all I know is that black choppers were seen and videotaped. Over 150 police cars came out, and they don't come out for kids fighting with sticks, as they said, well, fireworks were thrown in the mall, blah, blah, blah. Something went down. Aliens could have been the cover for it, but it could have been something else, too. In my suspicious mind, American Scotch, what say you, sir?
Well, I think the one thing that really caught my attention was the amount of police response was absolutely off the chart. Like, what the hell is this about? So if it's two possibilities, either it's real, because a lot of people were you know, popping bullets off at these things in what they thought was self-defense and running and screaming, like you said. So the cops were just such a magical response time. I mean,
you can't make this stuff up. This is a new year. It's going to be a wild, wild year. Like I said in the monologue, I knew it.
And right off the bat, you got aliens at a Miami mall to kick off the year. We got a big year.
And UFOs flying over Miami.
Unbelievable.
What next? You know?
Well, I was going to say, I think the other possibility for the Miami aliens is it may have just been gay Cubans. That's just my opinion, you know?
I'm thinking Florida's near Gitmo.
Yeah,
maybe some of those people escaped, and they was their distraction to escape from the Gitmo prison.
Yeah,
could have been a deep state operation. Who knows?
It's something else. I mean, to think what could be in store for us for the remaining 3 weeks of this month is just wow. You know, I don't know.
Incredible. I've got a wild thought here. What if that was Valiant Thor coming down to help out Trump in the election?
Yes.
In Miami.
I like your thought process there. Yes.
Thor coming down yet again to save America from the leftist menace and the red scare.
Speaking of news items, I don't know if you noticed that Hunter Biden, you know, sauntered into the congressional hearing room today and, you know, and yesterday, too, I believe. And just
were they in gay sex a few weeks ago?
Well, exactly. I mean, he probably
felt
right at home.
Have they fumigated that place and sanitized it? That's what they need to really do. Disgusting.
It's just disgusting.
The Roman Senate, I call it. Was he right when I called it the Roman Senate? Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I guess one of the reporters asked Hunter what his favorite crack was to smoke.
Oh, yeah. Disgust.
I mean, it was hilarious. They're having a fun time with Hunter Biden, you know, for what it's worth.
They are. They are. So. You know, he reminds me of like a the Caesar's weird drug-induced son, say, in the Roman Empire. They always had that one son that was like the Caligula type.
Oh, yeah.
Would like go nuts, tie up the slaves, you know, make the slaves do, have their own Coliseum games in his backyard to the death. There was always that one son that went, fight, fight. I yep. want blood before I have my lunch today, before I see my yep. wenches.
Yeah, that's exactly what Hunter is.
Those
exactly
were days
right.
when men were men, though, I will admit. Yeah, and absolutely. America's full of cuts now, impotent
oh, it's
cuts.
Terrible.
By the terrible. Way, I want to get your fast opinion before we get to this, some more calls here. In Sweden, this Swedish president said prepare for war to
yes.
everybody in the country. Join a militia. And did you know that the mental health counselors, their phone lines are flooded with Swedish men and women who do not want to join a militia because war with Russia is imminent, the president said. And I guess plans have leaked out for the invasion of Sweden. Forget Taiwan. The invasion of Sweden by the Red Army. Hitler was right again. He always
yep.
said Russia would go
yep.
for the Baltic states.
Yep.
That was a freaking genius. God.
Yep, he sure was.
What's your thoughts about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I when I saw that headline coming out of Sweden for everybody to prepare for war, my only response was, it's about fucking time. You know, Swedes have
yeah.
been sitting on their asses, being liberal as fuck, driving
yep.
their sobs, and just being, yep. you know, passive, letting their women get raped. It's time for the men to take their Viking heritage back and start chopping fucking heads. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So
that's
I don't know who he's talking
see.
About going to war with, but yeah, Swedes have got to get going, get
oh.
back to their roots. Terrible.
Love it.
This modern
Scott,
world
it's always
is
a pleasure.
Terrible.
What are your
you
final
bet,
thoughts to America, right. sir?
Well, I'm just going to say I'll probably try to call in every week because we're probably going to have irresistible headlines every single day
I agree.
Going forward for the rest of this year. So just buckle up, people. I think it's going to get crazier than we've ever dreamed.
I agree. American Scotch,
yep.
folks, thanks a lot. Great, great
bet,
call.
Buddy. Take
thanks,
care.
Sir.
All right.
I haven't given him some airtime for a while, so my God, the news is incredible. Yes, Sweden said that the Red Army is going to invade. I guess there were Red Army military documents. What did I tell you folks years ago? We are a world at war. Seriously, there's constant plots that are being hatched. No different than World War II and World War I. There are things going on that are going to be blown up in our face. Let's get to Lincoln and Flyover Country. We got a full line of calls. I promise. Behold, I will get to all of you. Lincoln, welcome to the show, man. Are you bracing yourself for the Miami aliens and UFOs or what?
No, I think that's a bunch of cutard shit myself, man. I'm not really down with that stuff.
What's on your mind tonight, big guy?
Hey, the only thing I got for you tonight, man, really is, these Jewish tunnels under New York. I did check out Fox News and even that fat bastard Alex Jones, some of your Tucker Carlson, some of your mainstream Republicans, Jesse Waters, that faggot, people like that. It's amazing how silent they are about the Jewish tunnel. Jack Posobiec, whatever
isn't
the fuck
it?
His name is, Tim Pool, all these, conservative influencers, these conservatives, they're silent. They have nothing to say about
they
the
are.
Jewish tunnels. Can you imagine if those tunnels were found under a mosque? It would be it'd be front and center all over Fox News, and all these fucking conservatives would be going crazy if they were under a mosque. But since it was under a synagogue, oh my God, they can't talk about it.
I totally agree, Lincoln. And by the way, a lot of folks don't know Jesse Waters is Jewish. They always change their name. Now, I like the guy. He's got a pretty good show, but he's very quiet. Yeah, he's Jewish. Most of the Fox News people are Jewish. They didn't say that, did they? Well, they don't want to offend their New York millionaire Jewish friends who are the advertisers. A lot of money comes in, and again, goes back to my thing. They won't talk about certain things because they want those shekels to keep coming in, man. It's all about the money. And they'll say, money, the economy, freedom and liberty, Lincoln. That's all you should care about, freedom and liberty.
Freedom and liberty.
And a great economy.
Freedom and liberty is so fucking gay. What freedom are we talking about? Are we talking about the freedom to teach kids to be faggots? If that's freedom, I don't want freedom. I believe in authoritarianism. I don't believe in freedom of speech. Fuck freedom of speech. If freedom of speech means someone can teach my kid to be a faggot, then fuck free speech.
I agree. That's all you ever say. Cuck's there to say, all you should care about is freedom and liberty and a great economy. Hey, Lincoln, as long as your wallet is fat in the suburbs, who cares, bro? You got money. You can live pretty good, Lincoln. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, I'd rather live poor and my son be straight than be rich and have a faggot son.
Exactly. They always say that. Well, as long as you get a fat wallet. And the other phrase I just love, they say, well, I don't really care what happens out there, or as long as I'm not affected directly, I don't really care. As long as I've got my money, as long as I've got mine, I don't give a rat's ass, pun intended, New York.
That's like the libertarian. That's been the libertarian influence over the conservative party. This whole free love and none of my business what two adults do and behind closed doors. No, fuck that. It is my business. Fuck them. They're disgusting. They should face the wall. Fuck them. Faggots are gross.
God forbid if the conservatives. Oh, my God, it's okay to be racially aware, and it's okay to be a racist if you want. You can be whatever you want to be in America. You have a right to express yourself. And in some cases, we all know, come on now, folks, be honest with yourselves, in some locales, being a racist will protect your ass, if you know what I mean. You want to be shanked? You want to get real close to people with knives and guns, they'll put them to your head. They'll mug you. And to them, your life means nothing for that $20 in your wallet. Oh, that'll make a believer out of you. I'll make a damn believer out of everybody. Because if you hang around
them. Yeah, it's amazing. All these colorblind.
It's going to happen.
It's amazing. All these colorblind conservatives choose to live in a white neighborhood. You couldn't pay one of these conservatives that are colorblind. They lock their door when they go on MLK Boulevard. When they go house shopping, they don't look in a nigger neighborhood to move into. No, they look for a white neighborhood to move into. But they're colorblind. It's so gay. It's so stupid.
I agree.
It's so colorblind bullshit. It's so fake and gay. It's all virtue signaling bullshit.
It is. And Lincoln, what they'll always say is, I'm a colorblind candidate for the RNC. I'm above color, Lincoln. I'm so beyond that. I'm for freedom and liberty and a great economy for all. Well, I don't need to see color. I only care about the content of their character. I go, well, good for you. And pass that joint, baby. And that bottle of whiskey, that good Kentucky bourbon over there, I can't wait to take some of that stuff. My God, what are you smoking, America? Are you deaf, dumb, and blind? Well, you are. A lot of you are. Lincoln, man, I mean, a lot of people are just going to be slaughtered. They have no freaking clue, you know?
Well, like I told you a long time ago, I do agree with one thing Martin Luther King said. I do believe we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, which is why I prefer being around white people, because they have better better character.
There you go. And there you have it, America. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Lincoln, thanks so much, man, for the call. Appreciate you, bud.
Have a great night, brother.
We will talk again. You bet. great call by Lincoln there. Well, I believe you have a right to express yourself, folks. And you know what? He's right. A lot of Americans have got this funny idea. You know, let's be honest. A lot of you can't help it. It's media programming. It's schools, academia. I can go down the whole list of the programming, the brainwashing. What they basically wanted to do, and they've been very well and very good, I should say, and very proficient at socially engineering white European people to we now live in a really, in my view, it's a matriarchal society in America, which is a Jewish culture, which is a matriarchal society. You can't say anything about the Jews or the tunnels or you're anti-Semitic, and you can't protect your own. It's okay for every other race to care about themselves. I've always told people if I was a candidate, I would say, yes, I notice race every day. Who the hell can it? And if you say you don't, you're a liar. You're a virtue signaler. You're a wannabe. You're just a faker. Everybody notices the black man that's in the white suburb. They will call, and the police will tell you. I'll prove it to you. They'll get 100 phone calls about it. What is this guy doing in our neighborhood? He doesn't belong here. We know he doesn't live here. This is not a multicultural suburb. And they'll call the police. So I can prove it to you with facts and stats if you want that. But this idea that it's cringeworthy stuff from all the – this is why years ago I left the Republicrats, because they were just too much to stomach, and I was a nationalist. And I go, I do not identify my – and I'm not a trans Republican. They're just silly in a lot of the things that they say and do, which – don't get me wrong. It was a template that used to work back 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's really outdated. They need some new material. They've never updated it. And that's the bottom line. And they keep bringing this stuff out over and over again. Fox News will give very light coverage to the New York tunnels. But the police will say they're finding a lot of stuff. Allegedly, of course. I don't know for sure. I'm not there. I don't even want to be there in that rat-infested city. And by the way, there's a reason why New York City is the first nuclear target of any country that, is against America. New York City always comes up as the number one target. It's just amazing. Crazy stuff. And it's getting crazier by the day, and I think you all know it. You know, the news is just—it's just amazing. I can't even make this stuff up anymore. You know.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word.
True. We'll get to Gunslinger, and next we get a lot of calls. I'm going to get to all of you, I promise.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate, one that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
We got a lot of calls throughout the board. I believe we've got the Gladiator Gunslinger EMP. I think we have Gibson. I think Lincoln just left. We got about five others. Some numbers I know, some might be new, but we got to get the Gunslinger on. We'll get to all of you. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Ready to lock and load on these bastards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
These people
don't hold back,
are absolutely. You know, these people are absolutely insane in the membrane. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday! January the 11th yep. is your birthday? Well, happy birthday, sir. You're 21
yep,
all
sure
over
is.
Again. Yes! You can drink again.
Yes, I'm staying. I'm staying.
And you're saving yourself for a marriage.
Yeah, and I'm staying 21 years of age. Okay,
yeah,
I'm 21. Yeah.
Yes.
Gunslinger 1964. Okay, get it? You can do the math. But I'm staying 21.
Love it.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, right.
All right. But, you know, it's you got to understand that there are cartels out there, and there are these Jewish fucking bankers, these filthy rich motherfuckers. Okay, that interbreed with each other. You know, it's like devil cults and all this stuff. It's all evil. There's no doubt about that. Okay, these people are not going to let their wealth spread over the world. They're not going to do it. They never have. Look at the kings
right.
and the queens, and look at even today. They, you know, the rich people. They fuck their mother. They fuck their brother. They fuck their sister and their sons and all this shit just to keep the wealth within their family. Keep it in the family.
They're
all
right.
in the family. Or that,
their tribe.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
Tribes, whatever you want to call it. And that's just so evil, okay? I mean, that's crazy, okay? But when you get these people like that, you know, there's a bunch of these categories, you know, like the people that believe that the earth is flat, really.
Right.
Really. The earth is flat. You know that the earth is flat, yeah. Yeah, all the water's going to run off the edge, and all them people under the world is standing upside down. Yeah, the world is flat now, mm-hmm. And we have no gravity, and everything is just hunky dory. Okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the military, even our military. Okay, you've heard of DUM, Deep Underground Military Bases. They exist.
Right.
They exist. There's one under that, what is that, Colorado Airport up there, okay? That
oh, yeah.
is some of the most satanic-looking symbolisms all over that airport. Never been there, but I've seen videos and pictures of it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And there, I mean, you're kidding me. You don't tell me there's something not going on underneath there? Yeah, right, again. Yeah. They have these tunneling machines that are nuclear-powered. They can go for years without being refueled, never coming to the surface. They're like gigantic worms.
Right.
And they
right.
tunnel from city to city. You can literally drive two semi-trucks side by side, easy, with room to spare. Very
I
easy.
Heard that. Yeah.
Yep. And most of them have the United States military symbol on the sides of them. United States Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Go look it up. They show the real pictures of the damn thing. Okay.
Yep, I've seen them.
So
those dumbs are real. Yeah,
them things are real. So you don't think that they're not tunneling all under to connect all these bases together and all these underground craps that they're trying to do. For what? What are they planning? What is the great event? Got to be something. Or they wouldn't be doing
it. Oh, you know it is.
I think the Bible said one day they'll burp them people out of the ground or something like that, to the reference there. So, you know, they're just doing their own demise is what they're doing. They're signing their own death warrant. Okay, basically.
Well, they are.
But can you? Yeah, they have complete cities underground, self-contained.
I know.
Growing food, munitions, guns, you name it. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I'll tell you what the Hopi Indians say, Northern Arizona. They have talked about the end of America in their prophecies, and they say that when they call them, this is their own Indian words, very prophetic, when the elite parasites, their words,
yep,
go down into their dumps, they said that the great God above will cause a massive earthquake throughout the world in America when all their evil will be undone. And they said that the domes will be sealed over as their tomb. And they said the ones that survive, all the cave-ins and all their infrastructure being destroyed, are going to fight among themselves underground like ants, for privacy,
yep,
and for control, yep, and for resources. So the scarce, once they realize they can't get out, there's only so much food and water, and they're going to have battles underground, killing each other as God's will. And they said the ones that survive on top of the ground are going to start a new country and a new way of life, and it will be a new dawn for America. Now, that comes from the actual Hopi Indians of Northern Arizona. Amazing stuff, man.
That's right.
You know, yeah.
It is. It is amazing, but I think it's a large percentage of it is true, okay?
I do, too.
Because
I do, too.
You see this stuff occurring all over the world, not just here in America. It's occurring all over the world. And with today's technology that is advancing with leaps and bounds, okay?
Right.
Somebody mentioned something about aliens, somebody in a mall or something, okay? There's going to be a 50-50 percentage on that, whether they're real or they're not. But most of the time, they're going to be holograms, okay? They're going to be holograms. Hologram technology has been around for decades, okay? Back when I was going to electric school, okay, I wanted to dabble in lasers, the laser technology, because I wanted to do a bunch of this stage lighting and laser work for these topless bars until I found they were Jewish mob-ran businesses. Fuck that. But anyway, at the time, there was a service called Sumastar Laser Imaging Systems. They could project anything that you wanted. They could project gods returning. They could project demons. They could project dinosaurs. They could project, well, the World Trade Center's disappearing. What is this magician? What is his name? Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Right.
Did it really disappear? No. He made 747s disappear. Did they really disappear? No. But it's hologram technology, okay?
Yeah.
That is possible that you do something like that with, like I said, with today's technology, you can project anything out there. And the people are so stupid, they'll look up and see, oh, my God, God's coming, but it's only a hologram, okay?
Right.
And this is part of the artificial intelligence type crap, too. This is not good. When the elite can finally get control of this hologram technology, they will project stuff like it's the end of the world. It's the mark of the beast. It's a new world order. I like to call it odor because it stinks like shit. Okay? They will use this. They will use this kind of shit to scare the populace the people of the United States into submission so they will take the mark of the beast. Okay? I mean, let's watch what's going on right now. Look at the White House right now. That damn dumb fuck goddamn any idiot. I mean, a microscopic amoeba could do a better job than that fucktard that's in the White House. Okay? Look at the people that's around him. Look at what they are involved in. What do you think all these kids that go missing every year, where do you think they wind up at? Taking a shower, his daughter taking a shower with his daddy, you know.
Disgusting. Disgusting,
okay,
I know.
Okay, you got to be kidding me. And these people are running your country. When's it time to say, you, and we take over this shit? The shit's got to stop at one time. I mean, at some point, good has to rule over evil. It has to. Okay? We're fucked if we don't. We are literally fucked in this country if another Democrat like that cocksucker in that White House right now sitting there. We are fucked.
So true.
Not only are we going to get a economic collapse, we're going to get another civil war in this country, and it ain't going to be pretty. Especially when got all these elite aliens, not the aliens from upstairs, but the ones are slithering across the border, okay? I mean, pretty soon, us white people, okay, are going to be a minority in this country. Oops, wait a minute. Oops, we all
That's
are.
What they want. That's what they want. They want you to be a minority, and they want you to take it on the chin, shut up, sit in your corner, and we don't want to hear from you. You already had your time, whitey. Now it's our turn, and we're black and brown, and we're the mongrel race, and we're going to lord it over you, so screw you. That's what they say.
Remember what blowjob Clinton said in one of his speeches. I can't wait to see a sea of brown out there.
Oh, sure.
He wasn't talking about shit. He was talking about these brown cocksuckers that are coming over here in this country illegal. And everybody, it is a third world shithole that's on this planet. Okay? That's what he was wanting. Okay, that's exactly what he meant. And he's the world order, you know, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So, you know, what do you expect? And you see them marching across there every fucking day. What is it, 15 million now in this country? 20 million?
Uh-oh.
30 million, maybe?
Oh, no. Illegals? I'd say it's more like 50 million. Over the last 30 years, 50 million. I'd say minimum 20 to 50 million illegal aliens. And the real aliens are not at the Miami Mall, but they could be. Well, you know, damn right, they're coming over our border. That's where the aliens are coming across, the migrants. Oh, don't you feel sorry for the migrants, gunslinger? The poor migrants. Well, they're just looking for a better life. Can't we bring them in and give them a $5,000 Visa card and free dental and health care? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Put them up in those New York swanky hotels that the Jews used to rent. No, we'll give it to the illegal aliens. Let them have those swanky suites, the penthouse suite in New York City. And they all talk like this. They're from New York, the gritty East Coast, kid. Hey, kid, we'll put you up in a nice room, kid, next to Mr. Goldstein and Mr. Cohen, and you're just going to love it. You're going to love it.
you heard about the one we're
so bad. It's true though.
You heard about the deal in New York, I believe it was, where there was 2,500 of these illegal bastards that they took over a school and they booted all the school kids out so they could have a better shelter.
Yeah.
Let that soak in your fucking for a while. Okay, they booted out Americans over these fucking illegal fucking cocksuckers from across the border so they don't have to over the substorm or something. Okay, oh, big deal. Let them fucking freeze. I say let them fucking freeze.
Fuck them. Fuck.
Okay.
It's not my problem. You came to the border in January, you dumb fucks, with no damn sweater or coat on. Capiche? Como, senor? It's cold. And down there, they'll go, mucho frio, mucho frio. I know it's cold, you dumbass Hispanics. Why don't you wear a jacket? I'm too poor. That's why I'm trying to come to America, so I can afford a jacket, gunslinger. Don't you understand? Como, senor? Como? I mean, it's a vicious circle. Make some more tacos, and we'll talk about it. Bring over some of those ice-cold Mexican beers, and maybe we'll let a few of you in. God, we have 105 countries at that border. It's timing to get in. Walking over the Border Patrol, they're cutting the barbed wire under Biden's orders. That right there is treason, in my book.
The Border Patrol has become babysitters, okay?
Right.
They're nothing but shit-changing diapers right now, okay? That's why they're pouring over, because it's not the Border Patrol's fault. There are probably some good law enforcement down there. But the higher up, the heads, okay, they're the ones giving the orders to let these idiots go, or, you know, don't do anything and just change their fucking diapers and babysit them all goddamn day. And that's your tax money at work. Your tax money, so-called tax money at work. Okay? Again, fuck these some bitches. And they're Jewish fucking bankers. You know, this is who's pushing all this shit. George Soros. Ooh, Jewish Jew. Boy, he's all Jewish, isn't he? Look who's backing him. Look at these people that are running. Look at these people that are
multiculturalism. They can't have enough multiculturalism. They love it. They lust after it.
Look at these people that are walking over here that got brand new shoes, brand new clothes, cell phones. Okay? They don't look like they've been walking across any type of country. Okay? They're clean. You know, they're probably smelly good. Okay? You do a day's work here, and I got dirty as a damn nigger out there digging ditches and doing when I was doing electrical work and shit. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't remain clean, but these fuckers have supposedly walked all these hundreds of miles, and they're squeaky clean.
I know. If they were dropped there, and that's, we all know the truth. Gunslinger, great call, sir. One of your best rants ever. Have a great night, and happy birthday.
One more thing. Yes, one more thing. The only thing that's going to stop this fucking shit in this country is... lock and load.
Yes. Lock and load. Good night. Great call, Gunslinger. God, he's left the building. Lock and load, America.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Now the West was won. Let's see if Joseph Gibson is here already. We got a lot of calls, folks. A lot of calls tonight. You're on the Von Lien Show. How are you doing? Are you there? If it's you, speak up. Going once, going twice. Are you there?
Hello.
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 We're right
How
here.
Am I on?
Doing great. You're on
Am
the
I
air.
On?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my first time calling in, and I'm kind of scared to say anything. So is everything cool?
Yeah, it's cool, man. What's your name?
Okay. All right. My name is Ron Reck. I am a psychopath fucking broadcaster. Hey, look here. I'm going to help all you crazy fucking lunatics out. You all are misconceiving the whole fucking idea of the plan. Don't fuck with the plan, okay? I'm going to tell you something. They've been fucking this forever. Once they learned about technology from the fucking Martians, they've got completely fucking retarded with it. Now, here's some new news just came out today. I don't know if you have a Sam's Club where you live or anybody. Y'all know what Sam's Club is, right? Like Costco.
Yep,
all that,
we
right?
do.
Sam's Club. You know, Sam Walton, God bless his heart. You know what I mean? Anyway,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to check out with the receipt no more. Them days are over. You ain't got to hand your receipt to nobody anymore.
Right.
You are free to go out of that fucking store any day. But guess what? You know, somebody is watching you. Somebody's watching every motherfucker
oh, yeah.
you do. Everything, even you. It's called AI.
Big brother.
Walmart
that's right.
has just announced that they are using AI to check you out of the store now. So
Gosh.
If AI thinks there's something fucking wrong, you are fucking going to be stopped by these big
yep.
gorilla motherfuckers, and they're going to whip your ass and take your shit. So
no
that
doubt.
Is the lovely fucking news is coming soon. Now, also, police are really crying a lot about these fucking plate readers. Well, guess what? They,
mm-hmm.
We went beyond it. We call that the fucking, the plate readers now are AI. They're all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere. Even though cameras are non-unconstitutional plate readers, they're not. So anyway, we can fuck
right.
you. Thank you. So thank you for letting us fuck you, you know. So that's
right.
what you're, that is the world you live. You are now in the land of the Jetsons. You no longer, you are not free. You never were free. You never will be free. You are fucking nothing but a fucking corporation. That's all you are. You're just a piece of property.
I know.
When you came out of your mom's snatch, God bless her. God bless that woman for farting you fucking.
God bless that woman. I agree.
But, you ain't a living being, child, loving, you know, suck a titty. You're a product. You're a mass-produced product to these people. They don't
no.
think of you as, they have no heart. They have no feeling. They don't care. They simply want your money. They want you to work for them. They're
yep.
going to get your money anyway. It doesn't matter what you fucking do. Matter of fact, propane company, I have propane out here, okay? And I never use it. I don't have money for this shit, right? Well, anyway, so
mm-hmm.
they're renting me the fucking tank at $175 a goddamn year, right? Well, anyway,
right.
I got this bill today from these motherfuckers, right? And I, you know, I'm a nice guy. You know, I get along with everybody. You know, I believe in. Well,
hell
I
yeah.
I don't really believe in Jesus and God, so I don't know if they're real or not. But anyway, I am a sun worshiper. Anyway, I can see it. Anyway, but anyway, these motherfuckers are charging me $2.99 for the invoice that they send me. And they're taxing me for rental on a fucking propane tank. So I called
God.
Them up. And I said, who's your crack dealer? I didn't hook up this motherfucker because I would be out in that world with you. You know what I mean? But anyway, I told him, if you come get the tank by tomorrow or the next day after that, it will be a fucking barbecue pit. So there's
mm-hmm.
250 gallons of propane in. I want my money back, okay? If you take that tank without getting my money back, somebody's not going to leave here. So then I'll own the tank
mm-hmm.
and the truck the guy came in. You get it? So
yep.
if you want to fuck with me, let's go. So, but that's the
right.
problem is what's going on in this today. They ain't controlling their own businesses. They let the computers and AI run this shit up. AI is going to take over our lives, whether we like it or not. They're going to set this shit up to happen. And I researched this quite a few years, you know. You know, like Gunslinger, I'm an electrical engineer. I mean, I watch this shit. I know what they're doing, you know. And the sad part about it is everything you do all has to go through AI soon. Every phone call you make
oh
now, when you
God,
call somebody else,
no.
you call utility company, or you know, customer support or tech support, anything, you have to go through AI first. And
oh,
AI decides where
I
you're
know.
Going to go. So that's where you go, man. And you got these phone systems calling you all day long. They call you and want to say health insurance, siding, guttering, all kinds of shit. Your last will and testament, you know, car insurance, car repair insurance, all kinds of silly shit. You know, guess what? AI gives them the number. AI does it on random. This person looked at this on the internet. Check them out, you know. And they'll call you. They will fucking call you, man. I get so many phone calls. It's fucking believable. It's fucking nuts. But get ready for it. And there's no way of hiding from it. You can't hide from AI. It's on you. So when you ever get a chance, kick back. If the book's ever still available, go read that Orwell book. You know what I mean? 1984. Read that.
Great
book. It is a great book. so you will realize what is actually going on right now. Right now. It's happening, kids. Sorry to be the mayor of the bad fucking news.
Prophetic? Mr. Racker, what? Wasn't that book good?
Yeah.
1984. I love that book as a kid, man.
You know,
the
but it was a fantasy.
Some pigs are more equal than other pigs.
But Orwell, right? But Orwell was right on the money. He was right on the fucking money all the way through it. You know, so. But no, oh no, that can't be real. That's fiction. Blah 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 blah. You know, of course, yeah. It sounds like shit you never believe could ever happen. Well, guess what? It is.
We're here.
You're here. Welcome to it, folks. I'm sorry, Bear Baddies. Like I said before. But party on. As long as we keep doing these shows, which are going to come to an end pretty soon, kids. This is going to stop. They ain't going to like us, people like me and you, boss. You know,
I know.
We're insane radio show hosts, and they don't like us because we tell the truth. They don't don't want us to tell the public, you know, what the real fucking deal is, you know. We can't have that. We can't control people that you are telling the truth to. When you tell them the truth, we can't control them. We don't like that. We want to keep feeding them with a bunch of bullshit in their fucking heads, lie to them. You know, brainwash, man. It's propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play whichever way. It's all bullshit. I mean, I can't, you know, no. You can't sell me. I didn't caught on to you. I'm too late. Too late, you know. I'm just hoping the younger kids catch on to this, you know, soon. Before it gets all
so true.
Bad.
I agree, Ron.
You know,
I'm with you, man.
You got these illegal aliens come over being brainwashed instantaneously. They're brainwashed the minute, you can get you to America and life is better, everything's great. And like yesterday you're saying, they throw these fucking kids out of school, send them home, you fucking work like COVID. They get to work from the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, yeah,
and they'll
don't
do anything to come over here. They'll do anything to get over here, anything.
And
here's
another
50
fun.
Years.
And there's another fun fact for you. Okay, I live out by Branson, Missouri, okay? Now, you know, we have a lot of hotels here that are empty right now. Guess what?
Right.
They're going to pack them fuckers full here, too. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Just
they're coming.
Great.
Every state
is a border state,
I said in my monologue. Every state.
Right. But this is hillbilly country. These are fucking hillbillies. These people don't care. They will fucking shoot you. I mean, it's going to get ugly here quick. I see it happening. I just do. Because you go to Walmart, I just shoot they're there. You go to Walmart, you see them all over the fucking place. I mean, you hear talking 20 different languages about me. Wow, man. How many fuckers are in here? And there's a hotel up for sale.
America's a tower of Babel.
Yeah, yep, exactly, yep.
You know?
Welcome to it. Welcome to it,
it
man.
Is. How many 50
Democratic
languages
Party.
And dialects? Oh,
yeah.
How wonderful,
yeah.
America. How
yeah.
wonderful.
Just think how many different places we can go to eat now. Pretty soon.
That's a great point, Ron. Every dumb cuck says, well, it's okay if they come over here illegally because all these different ethnic cultures, Ron, they have great food. Oh, I love the food.
Exactly.
I love the Venezuelan fajitas versus the Costa Rican fajitas. Oh, they always rave about the food, don't they? All these people have all these new ethnic restaurants in America because we're hungry and we're fat and we're obese. We've got to fill up our tummies with all that new ethnic food.
That's
they
right. That's what we
talking
became.
About that.
What, hey, man, it all started with television. They said television would make zombies out of all of us, and it did. Then we got the remote control. Oh, my God, not that. We got to get turned to fuck tail on more. So now we got the remote control, and then we got drive-in restaurants. You know, then now we got drive-through restaurants, drive-in, drive-through. It don't fucking matter. Anything to make you lazy not to get the fuck up off that fucking asshole. You know, that asshole is sucking like a suction cup to the fucking floor. Your asshole should never have to get up even to take a shit no more. And pretty soon that'll be true, too. You won't have to get up no more. Hell. But that's what we became. We became lazy and stupid. Stupid and lazy. And like George Carlin said, the only two things you want to consume is shopping and eating. That's it.
Yep.
Die a slow, miserable, fast food death. And that's what we're doing because we don't want to work.
So
we don't
true.
Want to do nothing. And then the food we get to cook is fucked up, too. So you're just fucked. You know what you say, man? You're just fucked. So anyway, I'm sorry about the bad news. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great New Year's. God bless you. Get yours one. I'm good.
Happy New
I'll
Year,
talk
Mr.
You later.
You know,
absolutely.
Buddy.
I'll
have a great night. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. You know, all these cucks go, well, you know, I don't really like the border open, but it's okay if they come over. They've got such great food and spices and ethnic stuff. And we need some more diversity of our food cuisine in our little town and city. I'm telling you, I've heard these arguments. People do mental gymnastics thinking of great ways why we should keep the border wide open. The latest one is the food. Well, yeah, it sucks, all these people, but they're bringing all their new recipes. We're going to have some new great ethnic dishes and some new food. And you know, in America, Americans don't care about quality of food, only big portions. So Americans go, you can put a plate, a slot on their plate, and they'll go, oh, my God, I got this big portion. I'm going to gobble it all down. That means the food is good. And on we go to the races. That's how Americans think. Americans are funny to me. I'm one of them. But the rank and file is a better way to put it. It's very funny to me. Yeah, you'll be hearing that argument soon, too. All the new ethnic dishes, the new food dishes. It's crazy. Telling you, great chat room tonight if you're missing it. It's a good one, one of the best, I think, ever. The new ethnic food's coming in. Oh, my God. Great stuff. Well, we'll get to some more calls. We got more calls coming. And I think right now we will go to Tricky Dick Nixon.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973 at the International Conference Center in Paris.
Thank you very much for joining the Nixon Now podcast.
That's Tricky Dick Nixon there who chimed in. You're on the Von Wien Show. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air. Are you there?
Oh, man. Did I raise my hand? Or did you unmute me on because I was there?
I'm glad you're here. What's your name?
This is Boyd. I'm the Alaskan.
Boyd the Alaskan. Hey, nice to talk to you, man.
Yeah,
nice to talk to you, Boyd.
All right. Thank you. I was just wondering if all these aliens you guys were talking about earlier down there in, where was it? Miami? Are they
Miami,
legal,
Florida,
or are they aliens?
The aliens. They were, these were Cosmo. They were from the galaxy, man. The cosmos.
Okay, so do we consider them illegal?
Yes, I do.
Which border did they cross illegally?
Oh,
the cosmos?
The interplanetary border. Well, they said, boy, that they were translucent. Translucent,
yeah.
Aliens. And they basically said these people were walking around, and they looked silvery, and they were kind of a hologram and kind of solid, so it is creepy, man. A lot of people had the similar, same story. They saw something. I think there's some exaggeration going on, definitely, but there was something that went down there that night, you know? Incredible stories,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Is that video that's out there, some creature or whatever
kind of crab walking or something like that across the road or something?
Oh, no, that's CGI. Now, that one's fake. That one's fake. That's that thing. Now, that I – no, that's a fake one that some guy made up. The ones I'm talking about were the 10-foot-tall aliens walking in the mall, and there were two guys flanking them, and, you know, it's just one of those things. I saw the back of it, and I've seen – that one's on Twitter, and that one's on my Gab page, so – if you go on Twitter, just type in Miami Aliens or go to my Gab. You may have to scroll down about 50 posts by now, but I have a video of that, a couple of them on two different posts. But it does is now my video shows them from two black guys that are about, 40, 50 feet behind it. And you can tell it's inside the mall. You hear screams. People are running. And it's like two guys with black capes on each side and one really tall. And they're all tall. But the guy in the middle has got a really thin, like, alien neck and, like, a green silvery head. And you can kind of make it out. It is weird. It could be a costume. It could be a hoax. All I know is that whoever did this, they were so believable. They scared 100, 200, 300 people. You know, it was that believable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wild stuff, man.
Is that stuff on, is that video on Rumble or YouTube or something
it's
like that?
It's on Twitter. On Twitter, go to Twitter. Just in the search box, type in Miami Aliens, and you'll probably see 100 videos. And keep scrolling, and you'll see that one's on there at least 20 or 30 times. Because I saw it myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, check it out. It's wild, man.
Okay.
Well, you're a boy of the Alaskan. Good talking to you, man. Yeah, check it out.
All right, man. Yeah. I'll do that.
Well, we thank you for calling the show. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about tonight?
Oh, there was a number of things I was going to say with some of the previous comments, but I got the old man brain and I forgot what was I was going to say.
I hear you.
No problem. I really didn't call in to comment or anything. I just called in because I knew you were going to go over the end of the show, and I just wanted to listen. It was kind of entertaining.
I'm glad that you called. Well, once in a while, I'll just call on you anyway. Alaskan, thanks for calling the show. Stay on. We're going to be a big overtime segment. I'm telling you. And you have a great night, sir. All right?
That's what I
great
called
talking
in for.
To you.
Yep.
I love it. Hang on. Hang on tight, folks. Crash helmets are on. Mix a cocktail, get a drink. And I promise we're going to get to you all. And there's more calls. And there's more of this and more of that. I guarantee it. A little bit of cool song there from the late 1960s. Let's get to EMP. Gladiator was fell off the line. We were about to get him on, and we'll get him on next time for sure. And there's no Irish pirate tonight, so EMP, you are up, man. When they fall off, you move in. EMP is here.
You know what? You mentioned earlier about the Swedish and the military, they're getting military and all that stuff. Think about it this way. The Norwegians had it right in World War II when they began to work with the Germans.
I agree.
You know?
I totally agree.
You know, so, you know, I mean, that's the given. And look, the problem, you're telling me, look, you mentioned these you know, the blacks and stuff like that. What happens when somebody gets a lot of money? Where do these people move? Oh, when they become
they move to America.
I'm talking about the the minorities, that are already here. You know, when they get their first $1 million contract in the NFL or NBA.
Oh, they move
whatever,
to the white suburbs, of course.
Yeah, that's where they move. That's where they move.
Always.
You know?
I'm going to move to Uptown. I'm going to live next to Whitey and my new nice white neighbors. Right.
Yeah, I don't fault them for doing it either, you know. Why would
sure.
you do it? That's the given. Look, the little town that I live by, there are definite areas, and this is basically no more than a 10,000, person town, right? But there are areas where black neighborhoods, it's very well segregated.
Right.
All right? You know, you can go, you may go have a, half a mile or whatever, and then within a half a mile, it goes from being a white neighborhood to a black neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And this town is half better for it, you know? I mean, the thing is you would think that being a majority-minority town, you would have had at least one black mayor in recent days, but no, they tend to vote white because they know.
Yeah.
They know that if they decide that they want to, now, there are a few blacks on the city council, but that's neither here nor there, and they're a lot of blacks on the parish council, but that's
right.
Neither here nor there. The city, the mayor of the city, the last handful of mayors of the city of Plaquemine, Louisiana, have been white.
Yeah.
And there's a reason. There is a reason. So, yeah. You know, and that's the deal. Now, as far as, the Jewish problem and these tunnels, yeah, whatever. But Soros is an evil bastard, and everybody knows that. Hollywood is ruled by the Jews. You can't get a movie made in Hollywood unless you kowtow to the fucking Jews. You know.
That's right.
What's his name? You know, hell, even one of the major major investment banks is what? Bear Stearns. Right?
Yep. Yep.
There you go. You know? So they're as much as we may not like it, they're basically in total control of the country. All right? I can't argue with that, right? You can't really argue with that because they got the banking, the culture, with the Hollywood, the movies and the music and everything else. I mean, fucking Madonna is into Kabbalah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Jewish religion offshoot, you know. So you've got that. You've got Roseanne Barr, who's a Jew, you know. You got, I mean, I could name a bunch
They're
of
all Jewish. 90% are Jewish, and they say they don't run Hollywood. Well, I think that you guys agree on everything as Jews, but you guys do run Hollywood. Of course they run Hollywood. They run the media. And for being 2% of the population, why are they 98% or 90% and more of all the directors, producers, actors, and Hollywood writers? Why are they always go into government, media, academia, business, the levers, the control levers of a society. They want to control the business, where you get a job, what you read in the paper, what you see for entertainment, and they want you to abide by the laws that they pass for you in government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they control you, on those areas. You could go farther, and I would say that a lot of doctors are also Jewish. Now, we need good doctors, but my point is they also run the healthcare industry and the COVID vaccines and the medical tyranny that we just encountered in this country. Oh, it's talk about a rabbit hole of New York City. Oh, my God. This country is infested.
Think about this. Some of the best game shows ever made were made by who? These two guys named Goodman and Todman, both Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What does MGM stand for? Metro Goldwyn Mayer. Jewish.
Right.
You know, so. You know, I mean,
and it sounded too Jewish, and they went, we better change our name to MGM. So when you go to the MGM Grand in Vegas, that's a Metro Goldwyn Mayer Hotel Resort. Right.
Yep.
But it sounds cooler. Right. I'm at the MGM Grand. You're at Caesars or Planet Hollywood, but I'm at the MGM Grand. See?
Yep.
They're very good at that.
Yep.
Hide the name under a popular banner.
Now, as far as the alien issue, Vaughn, there's not just that what supposedly happened in Miami, but I believe down there in Brazil somewhere, there was a 10-foot alien thing that was seen too.
I saw that.
You know, you could very well see somebody down there probably had a really good phone or whatever, and you could see it. It was very clear. It was very big, and it was up against the whatever. If it was a hologram or whatever. It was up against a mountain where you could actually see.
I saw that.
I
posted that the video. Things about 10, 12 feet tall. Yep.
Yeah. And you look at the limbs on that thing, and it's like the limbs are in proportion to the body. So, you know, apparently it happened, you know. So now it might not have been an alien in that mall in Miami, but you never know about this thing down there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm 50-50 on Miami. To me, that could go either way because, to me, you can fool a lot of people. But let's say you were doing it as a hoaxer. Just say for me it was a couple of kids on stilts. Well, I don't believe they were on stilts. But let's say they found a real tall kid and he wore a contraption where it made it look like he had a real long neck, like an alien. Blah, blah, blah. You're really risking, in this day and age, people pulling out a gun and shooting your ass. You really are. Because people who get that fearful could have pulled out a gun at the same time and shot you, shot your two friends, if it was a hoax. But they were so scared, which leads me to believe it may be more legitimate than we think, because you fooled hundreds of people. Now, they were minorities and blacks. They're easily scared. But they ran out of the mall, fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even at some human level, I'm like, I don't know, man, if you could have fooled 100 people. You could have fooled 5 or 10. But the way the mall erupted, if you look at that one video, and they're going nuts, and they're screaming, running, as if their mind looked at that and said, this is real, fight or flight, and we're running for the mountains. We're running like hell.
Yep.
Fight kicked in.
Yeah.
So that tells me that that flight response to me is very interesting, because they all ran out of there. And they don't see
sure.
Faking, hyperventilating, being interviewed by the police, tours all over the area. And they said they feared for their lives because of what they saw. So,
but
I don't know.
But if you notice the reaction of the people down in Brazil,
They stayed, but
now,
they were white. They were white Hispanics, a little bit of a different. They were really far away. They weren't close to that thing at all. And that thing was on like a mountain or a hill, and they were down below filming around. They were several football fields away from that thing. So they felt safe. But in the mall, where you're 10, 20, 30 feet away from something that looks otherworldly, if that was, say, from a galaxy far, far away, I could see where it would spook you and you would run like hell.
Right.
And that seems to be what happened there. Or it's a mass hallucination.
I mean,
who knows?
I mean, you have in those, I'm going to assume that in that particular mile you have some sort of security system, right? Cameras and things of that nature. And there are ways to turn those cameras into broadcast devices. You know?
Right.
And what I'm talking about is you turn a couple of these cameras into, you know, a laser broadcast device, and you have, there you go, you have a hologram, you know?
I know.
It can be done.
It's weird stuff, man. Have you seen the videos of the Miami Mall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think? Real or fake?
I think the Miami Mall is fake. And I think the one down in Brazil is real.
Okay. Okay. That's a fair assessment. Yeah, the one in Brazil looks really creepy. It's a silvery guy, for those of you in the radio audience, about 10, 12 feet tall. And in one video, he's doing like, it looks like he's doing push-ups against the mountain. Really weird. But they zoomed in.
And like,
it's what these people saw.
And like I said, Vaughn, you look at the one down in Brazil, and the proportions are perfect. The length of the arms, legs, you know, are what you would see on a 10-foot-tall being. You know?
Right. Right. I know. EMP, great, great call, man. Appreciate it, buddy. We will do some follow-up shows on these UFOs, too, man, for sure.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Have a great day, buddy. Thanks a lot. EMP calling there from the from Swamp World. They're in Louisiana. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what's been going on. No doubt about it. A lot of strange things. I think it's going to be a really weird year. And getting stranger by the day. And we'll probably be this and that. And I thought you would get a kick out of this one. Back to school.
So why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnam invasion to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there, and a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom, hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict where we failed to achieve victory? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why? Say it!
All right, I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
Love Rodney Dangerfield. We'll get a cocktail, get a drink. We will continue with the show in our overtime segment. I'll be back in a flash. Good stuff. Love that. Well, U.S. consumers are going into record levels of debt because they are feeling good about things or because they are trying to survive ever-increasing harsh economic environment. I think it's the latter. In America today, the cost of living has become exceedingly oppressive. Employers are laying off large numbers of workers, and poverty and homelessness have been absolutely exploding all over the country. Millions of U.S. soldiers barely hanging by on their own fingernails, for God's sakes. And many desperate consumers have been piling up credit card debt in a frantic attempt to keep up their standard of living and to stave off the inevitable as the rent and mortgage payment is due yet again. According to new data that was just released by the Federal Reserve, consumer borrowing increased much faster than expected during the month of December and the holidays. U.S. consumers did not rein in their spending this past holiday season. They've only kept their credit card bills, and now they have near record breaking debt balances to show for it, according to new Federal Reserve data released Monday. This is good on the economy. They did not pay off the presents and gifts from last year that they charged on credit. And this year they bought more. That's a fact. Did you know that 60% of the gifts bought last year were bought on credit card? 60% have not been paid off. That's a clear indicator of U.S. consumer debt and how bad the economy is. Most U.S. consumers have near record-breaking debt balances, and some have absolutely no more credit at all, tapped out. It's the last hurrah for many Americans. Consumer borrowing spiked $23.75 billion in November, more than doubling economists' expectations for a $9 billion increase and sending outstanding credit card balances north of the $5 trillion mark for the first time ever on record and in American history. For the Fed's latest consumer credit report, I will repeat that. American credit card balances are now north of $5 trillion, not billion, trillion dollars for the first time ever in American history. That's where we are right now. The American consumer is tapped out, record high debt, and they probably are about to lose their job in a big layoff all at the same time. It's the perfect storm.
Low-calorie flavors made in just the flavors you want. You name it, and they've got it. Bourbon. No, you named the wrong one, Jack. Name something else. You're going to name them all, we're going to get in trouble with the FCC. Canada Dry low-calorie flavor either in ginger or root beer or cola or orange or the coffee flavor that's been such a hit with Weight Watchers. By the way, just because it's coffee flavor, don't heat it. You scare all the special sparkle out of it that way. But cold, it is delicious. The thirst-quenchingest enjoyment. And the best part is you aren't adding billions of calories to your intake. Depending on which flavor you prefer, they vary a little from flavor to flavor. Of course, Coca-Cola. I can never say cola without preceding with that terrible, terrible word. Canada Dry Cola, that's what it is there, sure. The cola naturally does not taste like the coffee flavor does, unless they've used the same machine without, you know. But they don't. They do. It's all different sort of things. You get it today. Try it for yourself. And the half quart, no deposit, no return bottles of pure glass. You only have to carry them one way, home, and then put them out with the rest of the bottles and let your neighbors talk about what wild times you're having with Canada Dry low-calorie flavors. Canada Dry has special spark, a low-calorie beverage for every taste. 2.5 minutes before 9 on the KNX clock.
That was Bob Crane, member of Hogan's Heroes fame, in a Canada Dry radio commercial back in the day. Love that. Well, we've got some carryovers here in the overtime segment. We're glad everyone is still here. I'm going to go through a few more things here, and I shall return. If you're in Miami and if you see any aliens in the mall or in the skies, we have a lot of listeners out there in Miami, Florida, please call the show at 563-999-3437. Next week, I'm going to do some follow-up shows here about the Miami sightings. Can't wait. And Miami, I made this just for you.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Yeah, please send those any alien photographs, video to the Von Wien Show. Find me on gabjab.com. We'd love to post them for you. Trust me. Bit of a Darth Vader there. Good, good stuff. Well, our borders, on a serious note, are being overrun. The odds are being stacked against America. A fight is coming. These invaders will not leave voluntarily or peacefully. We all know that. And I always say if they want a war, the UN, the globalists, the elites, the parasites, and they came to the right place. You'll have to beat them all back with force if needed. Because to a traitor, don't forget the traitors in our government, the traitors that are in corporate America, that are in the UN, the World Economic Forum,
to a traitor, person with that kind of a mindset, a patriot, and especially an armed American patriot, to them is a very dangerous extremist. So the traitors, the ones who were guilty as charged, label the patriots as domestic terrorists in preparation for an all-out war and assault against them and on them. And also they label them that way as a threat to keep other patriots from speaking out all over America. And that is their methodology. You see it every day. It's what they do. At the same time, we have a very weak Republican Party. Are you a trans Republican, America? You know, the guys on TV, you are really a Democrat, but they identify as a Republican. And the same goes for trans conservatives. The guys who are really a weak, spineless Democrat, but who claim to be a, quote, staunch conservative. It really is a joke. Immigration to America is great because it was only meant for white men of European descent of good standing. That's the only immigration that our founding fathers would tolerate or knowingly accept. White European men of good standing. Nobody else. We did not fight with these high ideals to liberate the world. They weren't going to liberate all the Arab countries. They did not risk their necks and their livelihoods to liberate South America or Central America or Mexico or the Caribbean or Haiti or the dark continent of Africa. Immigration was part of America, but only for white men and women from Europe and white men of good standing only. Could buy guns, own property, and run for office. And that's a fact. Right now, the way things are, we are at a much higher risk, in my view, of being killed by our own government than we are Russia or China. This has been a great show tonight. I want to thank you all for being here. And again, to reiterate, if you saw an alien or a UFO in Miami a few days ago, please contact the show tonight. You got to question everything you see and read these days. But if you think it's true, we want to know. God bless you all. Have a great week. This is our big overtime segment. I want to thank you all for being here. From Valhalla Studios in Arizona in the mountains, where I live and reside in the studio. God bless you all. Godspeed. And God save this country. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Serious. your kisses dry. Me delirious. If I were kind and adoring, how would that be? Very boring. Mr. Pressman, with your penknife, always asking about my sex life. And who will, and how many times? Desperate, but not serious. Your kisses drive me delirious.
Your kisses drive